In Turkey, the government is considering legislation aimed at ending a 25-year conflict with Kurdish separatists. The government plan would make it legal to speak the Kurdish language in Turkey, and it would establish a committee to fight discrimination. For most Turks, this is an academic discussion. They know little about the Kurdish minority in their country, but a new documentary aims to change that. The film has won critical praise at international film festivals, and it's recently opened in Turkey. The World's Aaron Schachter has the story.
The documentary is called On the Way to School, A Year in the Life of a Turkish Teacher in a Kurdish Village. And that's essentially the story it tells. But in telling the story of one village, it also explores what Turks refer to as the Kurdish question, how to deal with a segment of the population that doesn't really see itself as Turkish. Amri Aydin is fresh out of teacher's college in western Turkey and has been assigned to a school in a remote Kurdish village in the southeast. When he gets there, he surveys the bleak landscape.
Hiçbir şey yok ya, hiçbir şey yani.
There is nothing here, he says. Nothing at all. As we learn in the documentary, the villagers have no running water, no electricity, and no real sense of school as valuable. It's not so different from a lifelong resident of New York City being set down in, say, parts of Appalachia for the first time. But in this case, there's not even a common language.
La, la.
In this classroom scene, Emre tries to get through to a student, but Emre drops his head in frustration and says in Turkish, "You don't understand anything, do you?" The young student who speaks only Kurdish doesn't. But aside from the remoteness of the village and the language divide, part of the reason the boy and his teacher don't get one another is that they've been kept apart, literally and figuratively, by the state. Özgür Doğan is one of the film's two directors. He's a Kurd himself. He says what we see in the film is pretty much how he grew up.
Filme başlamamızın nedeni şu. Biz Kürt sorununun bu sınıfta başladığını düşünüyoruz.
We made this film because we didn't believe the Kurdish problem starts in the classroom. I didn't speak any Turkish when I started school, and I was taught by a teacher just like Emre, who showed up in my village.
Orhan Eskikoy is the film's other director. He says when they started the documentary in 2003, the Turkish government frowned on even discussing the Kurds, let alone making a movie about them.
Yani bizim planladığımız şey, seyircinin salondan çıktıktan sonra,
Eskikoy says we hope this movie gets people talking about the Kurdish issue because prejudice against the Kurds is rampant. There's only hostility. People say you're this way and we're that way. I dream the audience learns something about the other and feels empathy. That may not be so far-fetched. The film has come out in Turkey just as the Turkish government is starting to tackle the long-standing discrimination against the Kurdish people and their language, which has been banned. Berke Bas is a cultural studies professor at Istanbul Bilgi University. She says Turks are finally ready to see a film like this.
We are feeling a little bit more confident to talk about certain issues that have so far been treated as taboo subjects in this country. I think this is the success of this film. This could have been a frightening movie, but On the Way to School, I think, works its way through in a beautiful, subtle, and touching way.
Anlamıyorsunuz değil mi? Öyle gülüyorsunuz zaten. Ben de sizi anlamıyorum zaten. Ne yapacağız?
During another frustrating moment, the teacher Amri Aydin asks whether he and his students will ever understand one another. You're just smiling and nodding, right? He says. You don't understand me, do you? Okay, well, I don't understand you either. What are we going to do? That's a question Turks are now grappling with after decades of neglecting the Kurdish problem. On the Way to School gives a glimpse into Kurdish life in Turkey, but it doesn't provide any easy answers. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Istanbul.